927 4 double C. G'day to our federal member for Flint, Ken O'Dowd. Hello, Kenny.
Hello, Sam. Good morning. And to our listeners.
Just out of curiosity, I know you don't mind just a little flutter every now and then. How did you go in the Melbourne Cup on Tuesday?
I thought you would have brought that up. Yeah, not real good. I backed the Queenslander instead of Ice, and very elegant, too good for him. And she's a great mare, and it's been a long time since a mare's won the Melbourne Cup. Good on her, and Jay McDonald can't do a thing wrong.
Nearly going to pull Very Elegant out of the Cup because of the weight that she was carrying.
Yeah, Chris Wallace stopped at home, and he was, he didn't want the horse to run, and I thought the horse was very flat during the Caulfield Cup.
Mm.
That's probably why it was $18. It's been a great horse over the years, and I think it had earnings up till Tuesday of about $9.5 million. And that put it up at $14 million, so it's been a great horse.
They had a good day down at Club Gladstone too, eh?
Yeah, Shirley and the Rotary Club, they put a big show on again down there, and I think they had over 160 people there, which fills the place up. They can't take any more than that. She came home very happy, but she's in isolation with me at the moment.
I feel so sorry for her. Hey, mate, some good news. I mean, the September quarter with tax, a bit lower than it has been over the year.
Yeah, well, you know, the tax rate down to 25% and the maximum tax rate's up to 30%, which is good. But, you know, that actually gave 11 million Australian taxpayers $10 billion back in their pockets. It's about 800 and something each taxpayer gets back. It's a great boost for the economy. We need something to get us out of the COVID and starting in the right direction. Business confidence is very good. If we can get through the next couple of months with COVID and all its issues with, drain on the economy, I think next year we're in for a bumper, you know. I'm looking forward to next year, and I bet a lot of businesses are as we open up Australia back to normal.
Speaking of opening up Australia to normal, the opening up of the country, and very positive.
Yeah, like on Monday, I was very pleased to see that there was 14 incoming flights into Sydney and Melbourne and 14 going out. So that's just the start. Qantas, Virgin, the other airlines are all predicting big things, and the bookings have just jumped through the roof. We're gradually returning to normal. We just need Queensland, Western Australia to open up their borders and get the Queenslanders back into Queensland, get the place firing for Christmas, and I think things will return to normal very quickly. But great to see the international borders open up. You know, we'll soon get the cruise liners going, and it should be back to normal, hopefully, in the first quarter of next year.
Well, I'll let you go, but I need your bad joke.
Okay, Dad goes into the chemist shop and asks the chemist for some antidepressant. And the chemist says to Dad, you need a prescription to get these antidepressants. Just showing of your marriage certificate and a photo of your ex-wife is not sufficient.
Oh, wow. Dad!
Okay.
Oh, you know what? You're lucky. You are so lucky you're in isolation. I reckon there'd be a couple of people going, oi.
Mate. You might have
the sense of
that.
No, it'll be all right.
Okay, mate.
Mate, you have a great weekend. We'll catch up again next week, eh? Federal member for Flint, Ken O'Dowd there at 4CC.